You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This was in October of 2022. I lived alone in a little home inside a small family-type neighborhood. I'd been there since 2015, and I saw the fall-off of Halloween firsthand. Basically, after 2020, nobody celebrated.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
None of the homes really put up any decorations, and none of the kids were interested in dressing up and going door to door for candy, which up until then was always a big thing that everyone did every year. The last 2 years, my neighborhood was just quiet and empty on Halloween night. So I really assumed this year would be all the same. On the morning of Halloween, I made coffee and went to sit out on the front porch to look at all the fall-colored trees. But as soon as I opened the door, there were these two kids in my front yard, maybe 30 feet away, standing where all the trees were. And I say kids, but I really couldn't tell for sure. I only assumed because they were wearing Halloween masks. They were on the taller side, though, and skinny. Most likely high schoolers, if not adults. They were too far to get any sort of good look, and basically the instant I opened the door, both of them froze for a second, then hurriedly walked further into the trees and away from my home. It could not have looked more suspicious, the way they hurried off. It was the exact reaction you'd get from catching kids doing something that they shouldn't have been. And even though it was Halloween, I'd never seen anyone just wander around in masks in the morning. Honestly, I thought it was just some kids being stupid. I mean, with the holiday and everything. At least they walked away once they saw me, so I didn't feel like I had to worry. I sat outside and enjoyed the decent fall weather while I had my coffee for the morning. The rest of that day was really the same as any other day. Up until 4 o'clock. This was about when trick-or-treaters would start walking around, although, like I said, I hadn't seen any in years. Still, I'm not too sure why, but I'd get a small bag of candy and have it ready in case a few kids did come around. I guess it was just the tradition of it that I was holding on to. I sat on the sofa in the living room and turned on whatever channel I could find that was playing all the typical Halloween shows and movies. I also left the curtains open by the front windows so I could see outside if any kids were walking around. Over the next couple hours, I saw nothing more than a few cars driving down the street. No kids or anything walking around. And after a while, the sun went down and the whole street was just dark and lifeless. Even after all these years, it still felt weird seeing that on Halloween. I stayed in the living room and continued to watch TV. Around 8 though, a knock sounded at the front door. It made me jump up from the couch. I didn't see anyone outside the windows, walking up to my house. And even if it were a few lone trick-or-treaters, I thought it was a bit late for anyone to still be out. I brought the bowl of candy over anyway, and opened the door. I felt a small shiver run through me when I saw it was the same two kids I'd seen earlier. Again, they had masks on and full black clothing, so kids was just my guess. But up close, they were definitely a lot taller than what I'd expect from anyone still trick-or-treating. And I quickly noticed they didn't even have bags or anything to carry any candy with. The two of them just stood there. Couldn't even see either of their eyes through the masks, so it made it really strange for me. I still tried to smile and asked if they wanted candy, holding out the bowl. Neither of them spoke, and after just a couple seconds of waiting, I just closed the door, completely weirded out. But even after that second encounter with them, I still thought this was just some stupid Halloween joke that they were pulling on me, probably trying to scare me just to mess with me. I waited a minute, then looked out the door again. And the two were gone, which for some reason confirmed to me that this was some stupid prank that I didn't need to overthink. I went back to the couch, watching TV well into the night. Don't think I got up until 1 or 2 a.m. to go to bed. I shut everything off and headed upstairs. By this point, the two kids hadn't crossed my mind in hours. I hopped in bed and felt myself falling asleep within seconds, but was suddenly shot back awake by a knock echoing through the house. I quickly got up and opened the bedroom door. They knocked again, right at the front door, the sound resonating through all the quiet rooms and hallways of my home. I quietly walked downstairs, trying to see who it was. I was genuinely terrified, even though I was sure it was the same kids. Because at this point, it was way more than just some harmless prank. This was stalking, or harassment, at the very least. I went up to the door and looked out. There was only one of them. He stood there, mask over his face, right up to the door, still knocking repeatedly. But it was just him, and that sort of freaked me out. Where the hell was the other? I backed away from the door, trying to get myself to think straight.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
And then I heard a soft creak behind me. A door swaying open in the hallway. I shifted my body around. There was a shadowy figure at the end of the hall, and the moment I looked at him, he began barreling toward me, knife in hand. I sprinted up the stairs and into my bedroom, locking it and moving everything I could in front of it. I started calling the police while trying to think of what to do next. Outside the door, I could hear the muffled sound of the two guys talking back and forth. Couldn't tell what they were saying, but I think they were also debating what to do. And after 30 seconds, their footsteps moved back downstairs and out of the house. A few officers came over and did an investigation, but they didn't find much to go off of. We all agree, though, that one of them knocking at the front door was a distraction so the other could find a way in and jump me. Why they targeted me is the biggest uncertainty, though, and it still has me terrified. A lot of people I talk to think it was a couple of deranged teens, or even young adults, that had some sick plan in mind to do on Halloween night. That would explain all of it happening to me for no real reason, but I don't think I'll ever get to know for sure. Behind my neighborhood is a decent-sized forest with plenty of trails for hiking and camping. I frequented a lot of them, but often found I enjoyed the experience way better when nobody else was around. I avoided all the major campgrounds and preferred to tent camp along some of the backpacking trails. I did this camping trip sometime near the end of autumn, as I remember all the trees were leafless, and it was starting to get colder outside with each passing day. I thought I'd be fine for at least one or two more trips before winter, though. I set out on a hike at midday. No cars or people were anywhere near the trailhead. And along the 8-mile hike, I didn't see anyone at all. I think most people were probably done for the hiking and camping season. It was quite a bit colder than I expected, but I came prepared with heavy jackets and a minus 20 degree sleeping bag, which was more than enough for what I was doing. Eventually, I came across an open spot that looked like a nice place to set up for the night. It was just a bit off the beaten trail, and I'm pretty sure I'd actually camped there once or twice before, so I felt comfortable as I got my tent up, built a small fire ring, and got a campfire going. I made a hot cup of decaf to help me warm up as I sat right next to the fire. With the sun going down, it started to get colder and colder. There was a bit of a breeze too, throwing cold wind in my face, and honestly making the experience more miserable than I was hoping for. And there was something else. I kept seeing something in the distance, like way out in the trees. It was far enough to blend in with everything, all the dry branches and bushes, so I didn't know what it was. But it was like whatever or whoever it was staying perfectly far enough to keep me from seeing them. Only their movement between all the trees was visible. And with the sun getting lower and lower, it only made me feel more uneasy. The feeling that I was being stalked was creeping into my head, but I tried to shut it down. I didn't want to believe that that was even a possibility. I really hoped it wasn't even a person at all, and was just a deer or harmless animal roaming around its territory. An hour after sundown, and with night overhead, the uneasy feeling mixed with the chilling cold winds made me really uncomfortable. I thought maybe fixing one of those problems would help, so I moved into the tent and inside my sleeping bag to warm up. I left the opening unzipped, with the flap tied to the top so I could still get a little bit of warmth from the campfire, and watch the flames as I laid inside. It definitely helped me stay warm, but only being able to see what was directly in front of me wasn't all that great. Plus, beyond maybe 10 feet of the campfire, it was just complete blackout. I want to say, too, that I'd been camping for years, so this feeling of being alone in the woods at night wasn't unfamiliar. And yet, this was the only time I'd ever felt this way. Everyone always says when you get a bad sense or feel something is off, you should just pack up and leave without questioning it. I was naive enough to think I'd never get that feeling, and even worse, I was stupid not to listen to it. I stayed in the tent, curled up in my sleeping bag, and watching the fire. A good 2 or 3 hours went by. Nothing really changed, except it got colder. But as I laid there, I started to hear what sounded like cracking footsteps across the woods. It was coming from behind my tent, the one area I couldn't see at all. I wanted to get up and look, but I sort of froze up, the panic setting in as I let my mind try to think of every possible way that what I was hearing was something other than what it was. The footsteps crept closer and closer, getting maybe 5 to 10 feet away from the back of the tent, before it suddenly went quiet. The crunching stopped, and the sounds of the campfire and wind blowing through the woods filled the void. My heart was pounding in my chest. Embarrassingly, I think I stayed frozen in place for a whole minute before the pain and anxiety of knowing someone was right behind my tent became too much to bear. In one swift motion, I unzipped my sleeping bag, grabbed my flashlight, and jumped out of the tent, shining the light directly at the woods behind me. Nothing. No one was there. Somehow, this actually made me panic even more. I never heard any footsteps walking away, so honestly, a part of me thought I was going crazy. I must have stood there swiveling around and shining the flashlight in every direction for 15 minutes, listening to every sound the woods made, and being completely indecisive about what to do, whether to pack and try to run out of the forest in the dark, or camp it out and just keep watch. I was freezing though, and the fire was running low on fuel. After a while, I decided to pack. Wasn't sure yet if I'd leave or stay around the campsite, but packing seemed like a good idea either way. As soon as I began taking down my tent, a flurry of footsteps moved from the dark area just behind it. I thought I might have seen a bit of them running away too, but with the flickering campfire casting shadows on everything, I couldn't say for sure. I quickly packed up, stopping every few seconds to look around. I was completely paranoid. After a few minutes, I managed to get everything stuffed into my bag. I tossed it over my shoulders, and before I could stomp out the fire, a man appeared across from me. He walked up quickly, approaching the light. He was on the taller and larger side, with some torn-up jeans and a dirty fleece jacket, and a black beanie on his head. He looked around 40 and had heavy, distant eyes.
"Leaving so late. Way too cold to be running out into the dark like that."
He spoke in a gravelly, firm voice. I didn't even respond, taking a few steps back. The man looked like he was trying to figure out how to keep me there, but once I started to get further away, I could see in his face that he realized he wasn't in control. His eyes grew into this unsettling stare. I turned and just started running, straight into the trees. Could barely see where I was going, but I could hear the man's footsteps coming up behind me. After about 30 seconds though, I'd either run too far for him to follow, or he just stopped chasing. I still ran for 15 more minutes, just to be safe and get as much distance as possible. But then I was lost. It was pitch black, and there was no way for me to know which way would take me back to the trail. And even if I went the right way, I'd probably not be able to see the trail in the dark. So I sat up against a tree in the middle of the darkness and just waited. Hours passed as I sat there shivering. The whole forest was silent and still pitch black. I swear, though, a couple of times I heard something moving in the distance, out in the trees, like the guy was walking around looking for me still. I just remained quiet and waited for the sun to come up, allowing me to see where I was and make my way back.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I made it out unharmed, which I honestly think is a miracle. I think that guy had some really nasty intentions that I narrowly escaped from. He'd likely been stalking me all night, waiting for a moment to do something. Why it all unfolded the way it did, I don't know. Last fall, my sister went on a trip over Halloween weekend. It was for some sort of party she was going to, but she was flying there, so taking her dog Milo wasn't really that convenient. She'd be gone for only a couple days though, and I offered to watch Milo while she was away. The apartment I lived in didn't allow pets, so rather than bringing Milo to my place, I just stayed at her house for the weekend. I packed my work laptop and some other random things I might need, then headed 30 minutes down to the house in the morning. Just an hour after arriving, my sister left for her trip. Now, Milo was a really easy dog to look after. I'd done this a bunch of times before. He was super sweet and wasn't all that loud either, despite being a German Shepherd. He was getting older, so most of the time he just hung out in whatever room I was in and relaxed while I worked. So I set my laptop up in one of the spare bedrooms and started my workday. Milo laid in his doggy bed right next to my desk, just out of the corner of my view. There wasn't much going on for several hours, aside from me working. But oddly, throughout the day, he kept perking his head up. Usually I'd assume it was just a dog being a dog, hearing something small that was really nothing. But this was different. He was sure he'd actually heard something, because he wouldn't just go right back to sleep. Milo's head would raise and his ears would perk up, and he'd stare at the doorway for a whole 5 to 10 minutes. It happened enough for me to get up at one point and look around the house. Milo followed me as I did. He stayed right by my side, focused, like he was also searching for something. I never found or saw anything, but it definitely gave me an off feeling. I think I finished working around 5 or 6. Being fall, we had about an hour before it got dark and cold, so I hooked Milo up to his leash and took him out behind the house on a walk. My sister got lucky with this place, basically having a forest preserve trail right behind it. But this time of year, all the trees along the path were already stripped of leaves, and basically just dead-looking. It actually made it feel a bit spooky, with it being later in the afternoon. It was also really quiet out there. Just me and Milo walking, crunching all the dry leaves on the trail. I knew the trail was about a 20-minute loop, and we went down just about halfway, when suddenly Milo stopped. Like, just completely stopped in place. I looked at him, asking if he was okay, and tugging on the leash. But he wouldn't budge. He wouldn't even look at me. His eyes were fixed on something ahead of me. I turned and looked down the trail, but I didn't see anything. I looked back down at Milo and pet him, then gently tugged the leash forward again, but he still wouldn't move, and his gaze was still fixed at something down at the end of the trail, further in the forest. So I just turned and began heading back. Milo then immediately followed. The rest of the walk to the house, he kept looking back, but never once stopped to sniff or anything. He just kept his tail down and followed next to me all the way back to the house. It made me feel really nervous, seeing him being nervous. I wasn't so sure, though, whether it was him I was nervous about, or about whatever he was so scared of. I ended up calling my sister and talking to her for a bit after getting back inside, asking if she might know why he was acting like this. But she had no clue. Even throughout that phone call, Milo was attached to my side. It made me feel unsettled or uneasy, like he was aware of something that I wasn't. I started walking the house again as I thought about it and casually looked out a few of the windows, but it wasn't until I got back upstairs to the spare bedroom that I looked out that window and saw something weird. It was just for a moment, but I thought I saw someone out there. Right near the house, someone walking from left to right, disappearing past the edge of the window before I could get a good look. It was almost like when you see something in the corner of your eye and you think you know what you saw, but when you look, you realize it was nothing. So I couldn't say whether what I saw was real or just my mind playing tricks because I was so unsettled. I stayed up in that room, sitting at the desk and trying to take it easy for the rest of the night. I watched some videos on my laptop and kept an eye on Milo. He stayed quiet, laying near me and seeming exhausted from the day. For the next 2 or so hours we were up there, nothing much happened. Milo was passed out, and I was just watching YouTube and trying to relax. Even with all the strangeness going on, I was able to sort of separate my mind from it. Not that I totally forgot about it all, but I guess I thought it just wasn't anything serious. Once it was late, I started getting ready for bed and brought Milo downstairs to let him outside one more time. I opened the back door and flicked on the lights. Milo was hesitant, but still went out. As he did his business, I looked around. The woods around the house were quiet and eerie. I watched Milo walk toward the trees, then stop and turn. Not to face me, but he was staring at something at the side of the house. I peered around the doorway and looked. Within seconds, all I saw was a man charging toward me. I jumped back and Milo started sprinting at him. The guy looked horrified for a second, stopping dead in his tracks and trying to dodge the dog. I thought Milo was actually about to attack the guy for a moment, but at the last second, he backed off and started barking and growling while listening to my voice and running back inside. I closed the door and locked it, and before I could see anything else, the guy was gone. Just like that, in a matter of seconds, everything was quiet again. I quickly called 911. To be fully honest, though, the cops were no help at all. They shined their lights around, but that was about it. However, as we were talking about what had happened, I was playing around with the door and happened to find that the lock on the back door actually didn't work. The lever would click and everything, but it would still open. My sister was sure it was never like that before. That night, I took Milo to a hotel, and we spent the next day there. Based on Milo's behavior, I think the guy was probably watching us all day, and even following us out in the woods on our walk. But also, there's a chance he had been inside the home before, maybe even during the day while I was working. I keep thinking back to how Milo was constantly looking at the doorway, and the lock on the back door not working seems to be a really big coincidence. But Milo definitely startled him, enough to get us both inside safely and scare him away. I'm actually quite surprised though, because my sister hasn't had anything weird happen, or any encounters since then. It almost makes me think that the man wasn't there for her. Maybe he'd been watching me for longer than I knew, and found out I'd be alone at a house in the woods, rather than safely up in my apartment building with other people around.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And so he thought it'd be his best chance to do whatever he was trying to do. Probably something horrible. Can't say for sure, but I've been on edge ever since.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.